It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Nomi Health is doing something that just wowed me. We just spoke to the CEO, Mark Newman. He called the show live to tell our listeners the amazing thing that they're doing, which is, he made it sound so simple in a way, but in my mind, it was kind of complex, which is they buy up the debt. They buy up the debt, a medical debt that people have, like you and I have, that we just can't pay. And then his company, through this organization, forgives the debt. Forgives it. Am I getting this right, Dave?
Yeah.
It's incredible. And they're going to wipe out debt for more than 70,000 Utahns. You'll be getting letters in the mail in the next couple of weeks to tell you all's forgiven.
This is what's wild about that, Deb. It's not just thousands. It's not tens of thousands. It's hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, if you're wondering, oh, you mean they just pay off $200 million? Who could do that? The way it works, and this was explained to us by Mark Newman, who's the CEO of Nomi Health, and how he does it. Essentially, say you have $1 million medical bill because you had COVID. You're never going to be able to pay that $1 million, right? But you still owe that $1 million. So you have to collect or make payments, or how do you do it?
They're hounding you.
They're hounding you. Well, the business, the hospital, is going to try to get as much money as they can, right? Because they delivered that service of, you know, saving your life. But what happens is you still have that huge debt. Well, that kind of goes into a pool of collections debt that they kind of know is never going to be paid. But what you can do is you can buy up all that debt, that $1 million that you owe, Deb, for kind of pennies on the dollar. You'll say, you know what? I want to buy that debt for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the company gets to write it off. And then I can either try to collect, you know, $10,000 or collect whatever I can from that individual. Or I can forgive it. Or I can write
that's
it off. Or
doing.
I can purchase it.
They're
and that's what,
to forgive it.
And that is incredible.
Yeah.
They could. They own that debt, right? Nomi has that debt.
They bought this pool of debt.
They bought this big pool of debt.
Lots of medical bills from lots of Utahns.
They could go out and try to collect on that
knock
debt
on the door.
And earn their money
yeah.
back,
yeah.
their investment. Instead, they said, we're just going to get rid of it. So all of these Utah families, these 73,000 Utahns, will no longer get phone calls. They'll never have liens put on their house. They won't have any
I love it.
None of that.
We want to give you some other, you know, if you're not one of the lucky 73,000 or so Utahns that are going to have their medical bills wiped clean thanks to the goodness of Nomi Health and CEO Mark Newman, I want to give you some other hope. Here, other hope. And Mark alluded to this. This is why he started Nomi Health. He's standing in the delivery room. They just have their baby. And, you know, the billing department walks in and they want to collect $4,500. And he hands them his HSA card, right? He's like, well, let's just pay the whole thing right up front, right? And this is what he finds out.
Someone came in from finance into our room, and they said, oh, congratulations on your new baby. I'm Fran from finance. I'm here to talk to you about the bill for it. Oh. And I said, okay. And I just kind of said, what is it? And she said, $4,500. And I blindly took out my HSA card and gave it to her and said, okay, here you go. And she said, well, what do you want me to do with this? I said, pay the bill. She's like, well, you have to put at least 10% down, right? Payment plans, all the various things that we do. And I said, well, what if we just pay the whole thing right now? She's like, I'll take 30% off.
A 30% cash discount. A 30% cash discount. But he brings up a great point. Not everybody has $3,000 in cash
right.
sitting around to pay for that newborn. So what else can you do? And I've been through that very experience with Mark, that Mark had. And let me tell you what happened to me is I got a bill from one of our hospitals here for a procedure I had done. And I had a question about the bill, and so I called, and I owed a few hundred dollars, Dave. Thankfully, it wasn't thousands. I owed a few hundred, $400 or $500. And I called, and I said, I have a question about the bill. And the gal who answered my call said, well, I've got an offer I can make you. If you pay cash right now, which I didn't know, I'll give you a cash discount. And it was a significant discount. And I got my credit card out and I gave her the money. I gave her the credit card number on the phone. So I got a significant chunk of that bill reduced right away. Now, and I wondered after I hung up, Dave, if I could have negotiated for more. And the truth is, you can. I've done this with a friend. I've done this with a friend who had a medical debt hanging over his head for years. I said, call him. Call him and negotiate with him. And they reduced it by half on the phone. So he ended up just owing a couple of hundred dollars just by making that phone call.
But the problem is, you have to have the cash to pay it. And how many people have the cash? Have a few hundred or a few thousand dollars? It's the very reason why we started the $1,000 challenge years ago.
Right.
Do you have $1,000 in your emergency fund for this very thing? Maybe you can save hundreds of dollars just by having $400 or $500 that you can just pay off a bill. But a lot of people don't have cash. They don't have cash to just, you know, save a ton. And I think that's why in these discussions, we need to make sure, is the discount there only for people that are cash rich, or are we getting the best deal possible? And that's tricky because I see where the hospitals are coming from as well, right? They're doing the job. They're providing an invaluable service. They should get paid. Our doctors, our nurses, the custodians, whoever, everyone should get paid. I get it.
But every price is negotiable, Dave.
That's the problem with the system.
But I will tell you, everything's negotiable. Everything is negotiable. But our mind doesn't work that way. We think the bill is the bill is the bill.
Can I do that with like a hamburger?
Yes.
Hey, I mean, I'd love to pay the $10, but will you take $8.50?
Let's have a conversation in the coming days. Let's go right on the money in the coming days of the time that I took a TV camera into the mall and I negotiated better deals for purchases at the mall. Hundreds of dollars off merchandise. Everything is negotiable, including your medical bills. And if you don't ask the question, they're just going to charge you the price at the bottom of the bill that they sent you. So I say, make that phone call. What's your best offer? What is your best offer? Because they don't want to carry that debt either.
Right.
They want to collect right now. And if you have a little room on your credit card, I'm not a big proponent of credit cards. Is it better not to put $300 or $400 on your credit card and wipe off a bill that you've had on your credit report that's dinged you on your credit report for 10 years than it is just like keep letting it slide? I think it's a great conversation. Hats off to Nomi Health. I'm excited to hear from people who start getting those letters in the next couple of weeks. We'll have to get this conversation ramped up again when they start getting those letters in the mail. That's fabulous. Straight ahead, question for you. Has your Amazon packages that you've been ordering taking a little longer than normal to arrive at your home? Mine did. I was like expecting next day delivery, and they're like, oh, it'll be there in five. It'll be there in five.
How could I possibly exist? Without same-day delivery.
Jeff Kaplan has gotten to the bottom of why Amazon Prime is taking more than one day to get the package to your house.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.